What do these songs have in common?
Peace up, A-Town down. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day.
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Well, for starters, they are all performed by Atlanta artists. Ludacris, Usher, and T.I. to name a few. That list extends to even newer artists, like 2 Chainz, Young Thug, and even Lil Baby. While it's still unsure which cities will be represented in the game itself, one thing is certain. None of these Atlanta artists are expected to headline the halftime show. Instead, that choice is LA-based Maroon 5. So how do ATLians feel about it? Well, I went and talked to some before a recent Falcons game to get their take. Matthew Keen Reagan is from Grant Park. He says his eyes will still be tuned to the halftime show.
I don't turn stuff off because I don't agree with it. But if you want to understand what the city is about, who we are, what we stand for, pick someone from Atlanta to represent us at the halftime show, not some boys from LA.
Bernard Green, who lives in the city, echoed those thoughts.
Yeah, I think people come to Atlanta not just for the game, but for the culture of the city. You do that in your food. Why not do the same thing in your music as well? Experience the local music.
Historically, the Super Bowl hasn't necessarily catered to the host city by choosing a hometown artist. Beyonce performed at the game in New Orleans, but she's a Houston native. And last year, Justin Timberlake headlined the show in Minneapolis, but he's from Memphis. So what's the basis for the uproar from Atlanta's about this year's pick? As Green said, it comes down to culture. Some say the NFL missed a chance to capitalize on Atlanta's. Maurice Hobson teaches Atlanta history and African-American studies at Georgia State University. He says the issue of culture is complicated because of the current climate surrounding the NFL, specifically national anthem protest.
You have these things on the ground in terms of the political context of what's going on, to whereas this could have been an opportunity for the NFL to kind of showcase this black talent, but then they don't have control over what the artists are going to say when they get on the halftime stage.
Earlier this year, T.I. announced he would boycott the NFL due to its anthem policy. Hobson says that narrows choices from Atlanta even more, considering the international stage the NFL is trying to appeal to.
We have to ask ourselves a question, like what Atlanta, particularly hip-hop Atlanta artists, can really carry that Super Bowl kind of weight.
A quick look at Spotify, the music streaming platform, shows Maroon 5 has some 41 million-plus monthly listeners. That ranks them 6th in the world. Atlanta native 2 Chainz, 138th in the world. T.I. and Outkast come in even lower. But I asked some fans who they would have liked to see. Green, along with his partner Hattie Best, gave me their list.
I've definitely picked Migos. I would love to see the Migos here. It's Big Boy, Andre, I mean, they started it here for Atlanta.
I'd like to see Migos, but maybe have a surprise appearance from some of the old heads, you know, like you said, Outkast and some of the other guys. I mean, collaborate.
Not everyone feels Atlanta missed its chance to shine. Bill Odom, who resides in Little Five Points, says, the chance for the city's culture to be put on display goes well beyond a 20-minute halftime show.
You know, I really think the much bigger thing is what kind of other show we put on to have all eyes of the world on Atlanta, much beyond what the halftime show is. I mean, you know, how we treat the people from out of town and the other teams that are here.
Odom says, though it doesn't seem likely Atlanta will be represented by a musical artist, he hopes it'll be represented by a team, the Falcons, and he thinks the city will still have a positive showing. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.